Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So notes from yesterday at Chiefs practice coming from Matt Derrick. Josh Simmons was a full participant practice member Wednesday. Isaiah Pacheco did not practice, and defensive end George Karlaftis was limited with a thumb injury. Sounding like the only player that probably won't play for the Chiefs this Sunday will be Isaiah Pacheco. See what Josh Simmons is. I say he will obviously speak again today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates. candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
After another day of practice, he spoke yesterday. I think it was, what, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Hollywood Brown, and there was another one. I can't remember.
I was caught up on Patrick Mahomes yesterday because the look in his eye, like, I think, you know, we've seen that look before. Like, he kind of knows it's go time. And, I to be honest with you, I want to see Xavier Worthy, and we'll talk to him coming up at 8:30. Xavier Worthy's doing a fundraiser coming up on December 15th that you want to be a part of. He's releasing his own wine that's going to benefit his foundation to help single moms. And so we will talk to him coming up at 8:30 about that this morning. You can go to uncorkforacause.com or uncorkkc.com, uncorkkc.com to buy tickets to that event on December 15th. And it's going to be an awesome event. Xavier Worthy's going to make his own wine. We did one with Eric Hosmer years ago. And Xavier Worthy's doing it now, and he's going to be giving back to his foundation. But I want to see him play big this weekend. And you know, Patrick Mahomes talked about the tendencies or whatever that guy out in Denver was or Buffalo was talking about with Xavier Worthy kind of tipping his pitches at the beginning. I think, like, because of that, I want to see Xavier Worthy play big this weekend and show everybody, all right, we got this fixed.
I didn't necessarily see it, but I mean, obviously, if he said it, he saw something, and so. We'll be better at looking at things like that. I appreciate the info so that we can be better at that as the season goes on.
Love it.
Yeah, it's like what Mitch said last week when we were talking to Mitch Holthus about this when he was on the show, and we talked about this guy giving away the secrets.
If it's true, then it's noteworthy. That's part of the self-scout. And for each player, we think of teams or Spags or Nags or Coach or Tobe looking at each individual group. But each individual player, and the veterans do this, is look at self-scout. Am I tipping what I'm doing? All right, but let's back up a second. This kid's a rookie, Hairston. Mm-hmm. He had an interception on an overthrow. It wasn't like he jumped the route. And so he's not Pat Surtain the second yet. Okay. Or Emmett Thomas. That's one. So usually a rookie wouldn't say something like that, a veteran would go, dude, what are you doing? The other thing is, why would you help your opponent? You know, we'll fly Maxwell Hairston in here and go, what else you got?
So that's, you know, a learning lesson probably for him, but also a learning lesson more importantly for Kansas City, because if that is the case, you've had a week off to kind of figure that out.
That's right.
And now you play a team in Denver who's got a much more electric defense and advantage Kansas City if that's the case.
Let me ask you this, guys, and this could be, you know, just totally, you know, random, but what if that is the thing that ultimately unlocks the Chiefs going forward? Like, if they go back and, you know, win the Super Bowl this year, you look back and they go, yeah, thank God we heard that we were tipping pitches in the Buffalo game. Like, I'm wondering if this is going to be one of those things that we continually look back on and talk about and relive and go, man, I wonder what if Maxwell Hairston didn't tell everybody he was tipping his pitches, what would happen? Like, what if all of a sudden Xavier Worthy explodes on offense because he truly was and didn't recognize it? And maybe Andy didn't recognize it, or maybe Patrick didn't recognize it. And now somebody else pointed it out. You've been in those situations before, right? Where you think you're doing everything and somebody points something out to you. You're like, oh, wow, okay. And so sometimes it takes somebody from the outside to recognize something. And maybe this is the key to unlock everything for the Chiefs this year that, man, we didn't recognize that, but that guy knew. And they're now, I guarantee you there was some poor guy in that office that had to go cut every Xavier Worthy ISO from every game this season that he's played in to look at if he is tipping those pitches. And if he is, and they did discover that, that is a big discovery for the Chiefs, man. That's huge.
I don't think Mahomes did recognize
it. I didn't necessarily see it, but yeah. I mean, obviously, if he said it, he saw something. And so We'll be better at looking at things like that. I appreciate the info so that we can be better at that as the season goes on.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you don't realize, like, you know, there are people in this world, Dusty, and you know, you and I have talked about that are just not good people, or they don't realize they're being pains in the ass, you know? Like, they think they're just doing everything okay, but to everybody else, they're being a pain in the ass. They don't recognize it. Their wife doesn't recognize it. Their family doesn't recognize it. It just becomes normal. And then you get them on the outside, and then a total stranger goes, whoa, you're a pain in the ass. And so maybe that's what happened with Xavier Worthy, where somebody called him out and recognized something that nobody else was picking up on. And if that's the case, man, that is a huge, huge advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs, because when you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you know they're going to get that fixed. They fixed everything that hasn't been working so far this year and changed those things and changed that mindset. So hopefully this is a key to unlock the door where now you can go, oh, Worthy was tipping some pitches in that Buffalo game, and that's why those plays weren't successful. All right, actually can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I think we always use the poker analogy for so many things, and there could be a night where, you know, you play a round of, you know, poker with your friends and you lose all your money, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, man, what did I do? How did I play different? And it would be like somebody that took all of your money, literally come up to you and be like, hey, man, every time you had a big hand, you were shuffling the chips with your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you tell me that? If you plan on taking money from me, like, we're all friends in poker, right. But if us three sat down and played, I'm looking to take all of your money. That's just the way mm-hmm. the game is played. I would never look at you and be like, hey, every time that you have a hand, you cross your right leg over your left. I would never tell you that, because that's my advantage.
Absolutely.
But if I tell you that, or I tell other people that, now everybody has that advantage because they know your tell.
Right.
They know when, and I know you've probably seen the movie Rounders,
yeah.
when John Malkovich breaks the Oreo. Like, that's Matt Damon's tell.
Right.
He wouldn't tell anybody else that tell at the table, but he knows that. And so now when he looks for that, he knows when he can take an attack. Now that you know that Xavier Worthy had done that or has been doing that, maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was just that game or other games, like you said, somebody cut all the video and showed him. That is like telling the entire table, not only just, you know, the people that are on your team, but the rest of the league, like, hey, he was doing this. Now you could also bluff that move.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Xavier, go out there and be nonchalant. They're going to think we're going to run the ball.
Right.
Play action, boom, down the field.
Boom, over the top, yep.
So you can now use that to your advantage and to their disadvantage when it was one-sided to go into that game. Now everybody has an equal stance. Like, thank you, Buffalo, once again. Thank you for Mahomes. Thank you for Xavier Worthy. Thank you for this tell. We appreciate that very much.
But even if it's not a tell, it's going to force the Chiefs, and probably already did force the Chiefs, into looking at their video for every player, too. Is anybody else doing something
like
this?
And the other thing it does is it gives Denver an open eye, because now Denver will go look at other things as well. Well, if he's doing this, is somebody else doing that? All right, let's go look at Rashee Rice. Let's look and see if he has any tendencies on when he's going to get the ball. But also, that puts the Chiefs on high alert, and that's why you hear about Andy Reid's record after the bye being 22-4 and all the years that we do this. We'll bring it up every year we do a show, and it's stuff like that that he goes in the bye, and I'm sure he and Nags and Mahomes all get together, and then they spread that word to the receiver core, and then they have this sort of, you know, how they can be gimmicky sometimes with how they do play calling, right, where they can send Xavier or they can have him do whatever, and now you have that advantage, because now if people still want to say they might have fixed it, but he can't be perfect 100% of the time,
mm-hmm.
well, now you don't know when he's playing you or you're playing him,
right.
And I think that's a great advantage to have, and to hear Mahomes' audio, which we knew was going to get asked, because we asked Mitch Holtis about it, because it became an internet sensation. Like, you cannot say those things, especially when you're going up against a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who now you've given him an even more slight advantage, which he has already had on the league, being a player as quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I mean, they probably sat around and go, man, I can't figure this out. We're doing everything right. We can't figure it out. Hey, you know, Xavier Worthy's tipping pitches. Oh, okay, let's go. Oh, my gosh, yes, he is. Oh, my goodness. So let's get that rectified, and now we can move forward and you know, play our offense like we know how we can, you know, play our offense. And so even if it didn't happen, right, let's say it didn't happen, it was still a good opportunity for the Chiefs to kind of hit that reset button on offense to make sure it wasn't happening. And if it was, is there anybody else doing this as well that we need to correct at this point in time?
And this comes from the text line, and I totally disagree, from the 417. So now we think some rookie is smarter than Patrick or the best head coach in football, and he's found something that our team hasn't. Give me a break. If so, we can't call Andy Reid the best head coach anymore, or his staff would have found the same thing. Disagree a lot with that.
Drink during the week.
I disagree a lot with that take, because you can still be really good. I mean, I'm sure there were things that Tom Brady did throughout his career
that people recognize. And it's not that the rookie recognized it. It's the fact that the film room recognized it, coaching other players. He just so happened to open his mouth and say it.
Right.
So understand the context of the topic. It is not the fact that this guy just randomly found it by himself. If he did, more power to him. You're underestimating the value of professional athletes, one. Two, it does have any sort of indication on Patrick Mahomes. I played thousands and thousands of hands of poker, and I'm sure I still give tells. I'm not a professional poker player, I'm admitting that, but I played enough to where I'm sure I've done something that I don't know that I've been doing.
Yeah, well,
so
also,
again, it doesn't have anything to do with poor coaching or poor playing. It has an indication of being poor posture at the line, and that is a second-year player in the league, and that's a rookie talking about what they talked about in the film room. So 417, maybe check your take a little bit.
Yeah, that's one of those things where the coaches are like, look, when he lines up like this, or when he lines up like this, it's going to be a run player. If he runs like this, it's going to be a pass play. And so professional athletes are always looking for that edge. They're always looking for tells, because everybody in the NFL is an exceptional athlete. I know people don't want to hear that. They're the best at what they do. There's nobody better on earth than these guys that are playing in the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA, right? Everybody's good. And so how do you find a way to kind of get that separation from your opponent? You're looking for those tells. You're looking for those instances where you can get a jump start and you could quote unquote cheat, if you will. If you see that Xavier Worthy is lined up like it's going to be a run play, then you can kind of jump the run a little bit. It does give you a decided schematic advantage. And so I think when you're a, you know, an opposing player, or you're just an athlete in general, all the X's and O's go out the window. It becomes, you know, the Jimmys and the Joes, as we know, and you're as good as I am. What am I going to do to try to get a leg up on you? I'm going to look for tells. I'm going to go through this tape, and I'm going to try to find anything that can give me a leg up. Every team does this. But sometimes when it's your own, like sometimes with your wife, you may not know that she's annoying everybody, and then you get home and then you realize, oh my God, she's annoying everybody because somebody said it, or your kid's being bad, or your grandpa, or whatever the case may be. We're all in those situations where we're isolated, and then somebody who's new to the situation comes in and sees it from a different perspective and shares that perspective. That's also called learning. And I know in 2025, we don't want to do anything like that.
Jim Nantz had something to say about the NFL this year, and Xavier Worthy joins the show in about 15 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving back into it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get to talk to Xavier Worthy, numero uno on the field, because he's got a very cool thing he's doing. You have it in your notes.
Yeah, it's called Uncork for a Cause. It's going to be a great charity event coming up on December 15th. And we've done these in the past, and my friend puts these on all over the country with athletes, and they're great events. And essentially, the athlete gets to design his own kind of wine label, gets his own bottle of wine that's going to be exclusive, you know, to him, and all the money is going to go back and benefit his foundation, the Worthy Ones. And it's Xavier's nonprofit dedicated to uplifting single mom families and underserved youth. And we've had his mom, Nikki, on before couple of weeks ago when she was doing, you know, the walk up in Parkville, I believe it was at the time, for the you know, single moms and whatnot. And so it's a great event. It's going to be on December 15th, right before the holidays, at the Intercontinental on the Plaza at 6:30. Appetizers and, you know, hors d'oeuvres and all that kind of good stuff. The wine, a lot of his teammates will be there as well. And so you can get those tickets. You can buy the tickets, or you can, you know, become a sponsor, whatever you want to do, however you see fit, at uncorkkc.com. That is uncorkkc.com. Go there now. Purchase your tickets, like I said, December 15th, and we'll have Xavier on in about 15 minutes or so. He'll talk more about it. They call it an evening of wine giving and celebration right before the holidays, and this would make a great Christmas gift, holiday gift for somebody.
Pretty sure we gave away tickets to that too when we were out at Verizon, and he was there signing autographs, meeting with people. They had that and a signed football.
Cool.
For an event that you could win. There was like two tickets or something like that to the event, so it should be fun. Love me some vino. Had me some vino last night. Good night for it. A little Pinot Noir from the Oregon area. Jim Nantz was on the drive, I believe, yesterday, and he had this to say about the NFL season so far.
Man, what a year this has been. It's been the wackiest one for me, and this is 41 years for me being in the league. This has been a wonder to watch. I still think the Chiefs, if there was a tournament today and you bracketed this thing you would look at it, and I would say, I'll take Kansas City.
Is that why we're all so calm at 5-4? Because this league this year seems like it's wide open, at least in the AFC. I think the NFC is pretty dominant when it comes to this season in football. But when you look at the AFC, like, you think about making the playoffs, and you're not a one seed, or you're not a, you know, division winner, maybe you're a wild card. Do you fear going to New England? Do you fear having to go to Indianapolis? Do you fear having to go to maybe Baltimore, or, you know, maybe Cincinnati, maybe Pittsburgh? Wide open, it seems like, this year.
It is. My biggest fear is that they're not ready for the Denver game, right? And they continue to look past this kind of stuff. And I don't think they can anymore. I think Kansas City right now going forward has to play their best football of the year for the rest of the regular season. And that's my biggest fear, is that they're going to continue to say, oh, it's just the regular season. And before we get to the end, and I'm guilty as this of anybody, before we get to the end, there is no postseason. So they've got to start turning it on right now and playing their best brand of football for the remaining seven games of the season. And that's where it's funny when everybody says it, because we all agree that we think the Chiefs are probably the best team in the NFL. Start playing like it, right? It's okay to start playing like the best team in the NFL. For the Jim Nances of the world, the Dusty Likens, us, all of us saying all, we think this is the best team in the NFL. Then go play like the best team. I'm ready for you guys to go out there and play like what everybody's calling you. Is that fair?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they've done that, what, once this year? I'll give them twice. Detroit, they did it 2 weeks in a row. Detroit and Las Vegas. Felt like those were the 2 weeks where they played at least 6 or 7 out of 8 quarters that were pristine, 3 units,
yeah,
well-rounded. One of those is against a bottom five team, like at home with your number one weapon back, and you're excited. Ooh. You had like built-in motivation. I don't want to hear about lack of energy, lack of get up. This is the time.
Yeah.
If you lose this game, forget the division. If you lose this game, I may be forgetting about the playoffs. Not quite yet, but you're getting there. That conversation's now opened up, dude. You've got to come up and get ready for this.
I've got to be honest with you. The biggest takeaway for me is Jim Nance has been in this league 41 years.
That's insane.
Are you, kidding me?
Longer than you've been alive.
Close.
That's crazy.
I mean, 41 years Jim Nance has been calling NFL games? Where? Like, I don't remember him other than always being the number one, it seems like, yeah, on CBS, right?
Because you were 6. You weren't even really alive yet. You were alive, but you weren't alive.
But, like, I don't remember Jim Nance in college. You know, I don't remember Jim Nance in my very early days of being an adult, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. He must have been somewhere. I'm sure Jim was probably there, but, like, I don't remember Jim Nance being the guy, you know, calling these 41 years. Good Lord.
Now I wonder how long he's been with Tony.
10 almost. I think it's 10.
I was going to say, is it a decade?
I think it's 9 really? This year, or 10 years with Tony Romo. Yeah.
I mean, he did that AFC Championship game, Tony did. That first one against the Patriots.
Yep.
I think that was his first big game.
Or no, that was 2017. 2018.
Yeah. So I think they said this is their 9th season together. That, which is, I mean, you want to talk about a blink of an eye, guys. I mean Tony
Brady's
Romo.
Brady's already been doing it for 2 years.
I know.
That's crazy.
And he's not getting better.
Yeah, he's not getting better.
But I don't know that Romo and Nance are necessarily getting better. There was an article on Awful Announcing about, kind of reviewing them. And they're like, it's kind of stagnant right now with Romo and Nance. They think the number one team should be Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. But the way that they're paying Romo and Nance, they're never going to not be the number one team that is out there. But they were talking about their chemistry kind of being off and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's not what it was when it first happened. But I think Tony Romo has gotten better since he had the come to Jesus meeting with CBS. Nobody like him? No.
I'm just not a huge fan. I think we talked about it earlier when you said the best part about a color commentator is they can sit back and enjoy it. We always hear Tony Romo kind of interrupt the moment. Because one thing that my professor told me in college, and I think Ryan LaFever told me the same thing when I did the Broadcasters Association thing at the K when I was a young college kid, sometimes the best audio is no audio. Mm-hmm. And he's like, sometimes when something happened, I remember LaFever told me this almost verbatim. He goes, when something magical happens, I just turn my microphone to the crowd. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? Like, that's probably before they did headsets all the time. They just had the microphone sitting there. We hit the button on, off, whatever. He's like, I would just turn to the crowd and let them give the audio because sometimes the best things unsaid are the best things said.
Like, yeah.
When Gordon hit that home run.
Yes.
Listen to the radio audio. Denny, he didn't need the win, and that's it.
And that's all you needed.
Bang. Yep.
Royals win the World Series 1985. Denny Matthews, no outs to go.
That's the way that, you know, Denny always has been a very understated, let the moment happen broadcaster. I think Joe Buck is a brilliant let the moment happen broadcaster. I think some of the best stuff, and this is not a joke, this is not meant to be funny, The best stuff that Joe Buck does, I think, is when he doesn't say anything, because he allows the moment to happen and doesn't want to be bigger than the moment.
And he got that from his dad too.
Yeah. I was talking more baseball with Joe than the NFL.
Fair enough.
Because those moments in baseball are just more magical. It just is, right? You hit that big home run. Oh, yeah. You don't need anything. No. You know, Jack Buck's best call is Kirby Puckett hits a home run. We'll see you tomorrow night. And then Joe stole that when Freeze hit that. Ooh. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about stealing his dad's line. Simple, boom, done. Let the moment be the moment. Don't be bigger than the moment.
And then you also have the seventh inning or the wild card game for the Royals, right? Yeah. Salvador Perez hits that ball, and I think LeFever just is like, what do we just witness? And you hear the crowd, and there's nothing more to me.
And the Royals win it, is what he said. Yeah, fair ball down the line, it's fair, the Royals win it.
And then it's just chaos. And to me, there's nothing better than when we'll come into the text sign and we talk about the block field goal of Denver last year, and it's like hearing the crowd on my TV or hearing the crowd on my radio in my car or wherever they were was polarizing. And you're like, that's because they did their job. And one thing that you know when you're listening or watching is the main key. You're not there. The one job that they have for announcers is to make you feel like you are there. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, it's chef's kiss, it's cheese and cracker, it's perfect. That's how you do it. And I think that's just kind of where Tony messes up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's the antithesis of that. When they won the back-to-back Super Bowl.
Yeah, he'll give, like, Jim will be like, what a play from the greatest quarterback in the modern era. You know, Jim, you know, you watch all these things. It's like, just wait till, count to 10, Tony. And then give your analysis.
They won two Super Bowls in a row, and Mecole Hardman catches that touchdown pass. Jim Nantz says it, and I mean, he immediately goes into analyzing the shift of the dude. We don't give a rip. Just went back to back Super. I don't want to hear about the shift and the man coverage. Give it a beat.
That's on their bosses though to recognize that they need that guy Mitchell Henderson or whoever it was from Buffalo to go analyze their game tape and see something. True. No, but it's true. You know, like you don't know what you're saying all the time, and somebody else listens. Like, you say this all the time. Stop saying this, right? Okay.
Tell me how much you hear Joe Klatt.
Mendoza in trouble. Control.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's a touchdown.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect. Did he get his foot down after Gus had done his yelling, done his screaming? And the only thing needing to know while Gus Johnson is on cloud 55 and out of his mind, Joe Klatt's job there is to let him do that and then kind of watch. And then he goes, the only question is his foot down, control. Oh, my God. And then Gus Johnson goes on. That's, to me, why it works. I love Greg Olson as well. I think he's great.
Yep.
Super good dude, too. We got to talk to him at Radio Row. He was awesome. And he just – those guys get it. And I think that's the best part of, like, an announcing group is when you have that. I know we've gone on this for way too long, as Xavier Worthy will join us here shortly. But it's just interesting to me, like, you don't think about these things. And maybe this is the poison of our career that we grow up, like, learning these things and not everybody thinks about it. But you do get that a lot because people will tell you, like, I don't like that guy. He's a clown. It's like, well, why don't you like him? Well, he always interrupts. Okay. You have an educated response instead of, well, I hate this guy because he hates the Royals. Well, how do you know he hates the Royals?
Oh, like Joe Buck, yeah.
What would you do if Madison Bumgarner was in there just hosing people down left and right and was the talk of the town? We have the same thing when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. Every time they play a game, how many times are people glazing up Patrick Mahomes before he's even thrown a football? Right. And you're like, we get it. Now we know why people outside of the Kansas City media are like, I'm tired of hearing about Patrick Mahomes. I'm tired of hearing about all this magic stuff. It's like, yeah, so are we. That's why we find it interesting when we find those clever moments that we hear from Jim Nantz every once in a while.
And he's talking about the wackiest season in 41 years that he's been doing this. And again, that's the timestamp for me. That's like, whoa, 41 years for doing this. But I mean, it has been a wacky NFL season right now. I think if you would have started this year and said, we're at Thanksgiving time, roughly 2 weeks from Thanksgiving, and Buffalo is not in first place, Kansas City is not in first place, you'd look at each other and go, no chance. I even saw
odds.
Or the Ravens. Yeah, exactly. The Ravens aren't in first place right now. And I saw like some odds yesterday that were put out there about the Chiefs and Buffalo, right? It was like the odds for Buffalo to win the division, the odds for the Chiefs to win the division, the odds for both of them to win the division, the odds for neither of them to win the division. And I'm like, man, when you think about that, if you told people that Buffalo and Kansas City are both on the outside looking in of division championships, people would have said that you're absolutely insane and out of your mind. But that's the NFL in 2025. And that's why You can't take anybody for granted. It's why you have to go forward all the time and do your thing and make sure you're executing and playing your best football every single week, because this truly is one of those years where anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday. I mean, Mac, you kind of put in the notes about, you know, how wacky it's been for the NFL this season. And I mean, there's been, every team has had something wacky. We've had coaches fired. We've had quarterbacks benched. We've had starting quarterbacks become third quarterbacks. We've had, you know, chaos going on. We've had Detroit written off. We've had Kansas City written off. Like, this has been the most week-to-week year of the NFL that I can ever remember. So I can't imagine where Jim Nance is right now with his mindset in all of this.
Had a team come back 30 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's been so much wackiness that has happened out there. What should be isn't, and what isn't is. And it's really crazy. That's why each week I ask you guys, who's the best team this week? Because every week it changes. And I don't remember that being the case over the last 10 years.
Yeah, the wackiest thing for the Chiefs to me was the Xavier Worthy injury. Not because it's his injury, because it's our own guy.
Yeah.
Blindsided him three plays into the season. That's just so rare. Never happens. But yeah, that was wacky.
I think the wackiest thing that I saw with the Chiefs so far this season probably has to be the Jacksonville game, right? I mean, that's a situation where you just, okay, you're down or you're up 14 points. You think you're going to win this thing. And then all of a sudden everything starts going wrong and starts to unravel. And you're like, what is going on here? This isn't this Chiefs team that we've known for all of these years, right? This is an absolute, like, non-Chiefs team. What's the opposite of the Chiefs? The Jets? Like, that, it was like watching the Jets go out there against Jacksonville. So that was the most awkward, weirdest, strangest thing that I've seen with the Chiefs this year.
Yeah, it's just, and even Vegas is there. Like, Vegas doesn't want to admit how wacky this whole thing is, because even Vegas has the Chiefs as being the odds-on favorite to be in the Super Bowl. They have the Chiefs being the odds-on favorite to win not the odds on favorite, but the second odds to win the AFC West. And if they win this game against Denver, you're going to have two different storylines that develop against this game, because they're going to say Denver's a fraud at 8-3. The Chiefs are better than we think at 6-4, and gear up because the Chiefs are coming. That will be the conversation. And if it's the other way around and the Chiefs lose and Denver wins, then you're having a conversation of, is this the first year where Mahomes' last game is week 18?
Yeah.
Are the Chiefs finally getting caught up to? And is Denver a legit threat in the AFC, not the AFC West, and all the Bo Nix complaints and all those little issues they had with him? I don't care how bad he plays. As long as they keep winning and they beat the Chiefs, who are odds on favorite to go to the Super Bowl again, you just beat a championship team. I don't care if you're 13-27 for 110 yards and pick and a touchdown. Just keep winning, because that was our narrative last year. 1-point wins, don't care. Lucky wins, whatever you want to call them, don't care. Just keep winning, because all that matters is getting your foot in the door in January. And if the Chiefs win this game, that door opens up a little bit more. They lose that day, they lose this game, you got to really bear it down to get into that playoff picture.
Yeah, look, if you get to that 5-loss level, I mean, it's going to be tough. It really is. You can't allow yourself to get to that point, especially against an AFC team, because you haven't been that great against the AFC this year. You lost to the Clippers. You lost to Jacksonville. You lost to Buffalo. Three of your four losses are to Clippers. AFC teams. I mean, you've got to find a way to move forward and not lose this game. Like, this is the time. If this is going to be the team that we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the year, it's time to flip the page right now. I'll turn the page for him. I got my book here, right? It's time to turn the page, going from effing around and finding out to, oh, it's time to go. Like, you need to turn that page now if you're the Chiefs. No more messing around and, you know, letting teams hang around and all that kind of
stuff.
If
you do eff around, you will find out.
You will find out. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you've effed around and found out enough this season, right? Yeah. Don't you guys agree?
Absolutely.
The effing around is over. It's now it's time to say, okay, normally we turn it on in December. We got to turn it on a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. Can everybody get out there and turn this thing on? Let's go.
Yeah, you've played with your food for long enough. It's time. Everybody's got to go eat. You know, no pun intended. Seriously, let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the excuse at this point?
What do you mean?
Because before,
there wouldn't be any for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Before, you know, oh, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice suspended. Oh, right. A new offensive line. They're still getting the hang of things. All that's done.
Yeah.
All that's fixed. People are healthy. I know Pacheco's out. I don't really give a rip.
And I'm with you on this one. Earlier in the week, I was having 11. This thought, like, if we're sitting here going, well, Isaiah Pacheco's not going to play, so we don't have a chance, then we're not a good football team.
Exactly.
Isaiah Pacheco's playing or not playing should not really have that big of an impact on what this team wants to do on Sunday afternoon. It's a 7th-round running back that didn't play all of last year.
You also have a massive game because of what is around what you can't control.
Yeah.
Because if you win this game and the Chargers beat Jacksonville, Jacksonville's out, you're in. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And you've got to think, is the collapse coming for Jacksonville if that's the case? Are they winning in spite of Trevor Lawrence continuing to do that, or are they losing in spite of Trevor Lawrence? You also have Tampa Bay going to Buffalo. That's another big game.
That's a huge game. That's a kind of an elimination game for Buffalo.
I mean, noon is loaded, guys. You have Chargers, Jags, Bucks, Bills, Bears, Vikings, Packers, Giants. That's not really loaded, but that's Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Right?
Heck yeah. We got to play out of him.
Enough said. Carolina, Atlanta. Can Carolina get above 500?
Yep. Last time they played, 30-0, Carolina won.
No doubt. And then you have the last noon game is Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, the rematch of the AARP Bowl. Or is Burrow going to play?
Yeah.
He was stomping on that toe yesterday. He's telling everybody, he goes, if Flacco can do it, this is trouble for me.
Who doesn't want to see Jameis Winston, though? I mean, that's...
Did you see his numbers against Green Bay?
Are they good?
He's 3-0, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions with a 123.8 QBR rating against Green Bay in 3 games.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world.
Hamilton.
How do you not just want to hug that guy and say, please stay here forever, man? Just, can I hang out with you?
Yes.
Because you just make life better. I mean, you talk about a guy who changed his image, right? From stealing crab legs at Publix and whatever he did to being a guy that, like, everybody just wants to be around. There's not many people in this world that have that kind of presence. When they show up, you're just like, oh yeah. And I was talking to Dusty about it when you were in Spain, and we were like, man, remember we met him at the Super Bowl? And he acted like we were important, man.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'll always remember about Jameis, is like, he's the star, but treated us like we were on his level.
Seriously.
And I always appreciate that, because too many people in sports think they're smarter and better than everybody else, and they're not.
If you could bundle up someone's energy, someone's vibe, I mean, Jameis Winston.
Oh, man. The vibe is just peak, man. It's
Ray
just,
Lewis
it's so
pregame.
Good.
Yeah, Ray Lewis pregame. That's an interesting
vibe.
He went to
Pastor Ray pregame and then just set the tone. Like, you can't even mimic the dance anymore. If you try to mimic the dance, somebody from Baltimore will come and take you out.
What vibe on the Chiefs do the players... What player on the Chiefs has the vibe that the rest of the team needs to mimic the rest of the season?
Isaiah Pacheco.
Okay. That guy, run through you.
That guy plays like it's his last game every single day.
It may have been. Who knows?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, he's there. I would go Rice. I think Rice is there because he knows the second chance is happening. He's living. Like, I remember watching the franchise that you missed. Your boys were featured in it.
Let's go.
It was last Friday, and they bring that up in the game against the Vegas Raiders. Like, Andy's like, you're probably done. We're going to sit you down. We don't need you more. He's like, Coach, I can keep going. Let me keep going. And a 31-0 route. I want to keep going. Keep going, Chiefs.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to avoid every pothole on the highway. You have to avoid every sort of detour. It doesn't matter. Go your way. Go your route. Do what you do. And start this Sunday at 325 in Denver. Coming up on the other side, a random Baker Mayfield thought. Plus, we'll give you what it kind of means for us when it comes to the Chiefs and a mistake that maybe has been made in the past here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. You can hear them on Sunday as they take on those god-awful Denver Broncos at 325 in Denver, 3 hours ahead of the game time. You can hear all the action here on 96.5 The Fan. Speaking of action, we are joined by Xavier Worthy. Worthy, you got a pretty big event coming up, Uncork for a Cause, with you, yourself. What do you know about this information? What can you tell us about this event, my man?
Yeah, man, it's just a good event just to let people know about what my foundation is all about. And, I mean, I just really want to let people know what I'm trying to do with this event, and hopefully it just takes off.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to be part of these events, in other cities, and obviously here with Eric Hosmer a few years ago in Kansas City, now about 10 years ago now for that. And they're great events. You get to design your own bottle of wine, your own label, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about the wine. Tell us about the label. And then let's talk about your foundation.
Yeah, I haven't really, my mom kind of told me about that. I haven't really did any of that yet, but the foundation, I mean, I grew up kind of like living the life of my foundation. So I kind of know what single moms and the kids are going through. Kids want certain things and the mom can't do it. So I just want to be able to give moms the opportunity just to be able to put a smile on their kid's face and, you know what I'm saying, and have be stress-free.
What's the one thing that you want to give those kids that you wanted as a kid but couldn't maybe have it because you did have a single mom and you're like, I want to give this to all the kids because that's what I wanted?
Yeah, I remember, like, as a kid, like, it was sometimes, like, I mean, my mom couldn't, like, get certain things. It was whether it was, like, some cleats or, you know what I'm saying, some foods couldn't get made because we couldn't afford it. So just being able to give those kids the opportunity.
Yeah, and it's awesome that you're able to do that. And it's the Worthy Ones Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to uplifting single moms and families and underserved youth. You and your mom are doing this thing kind of together. What's your relationship like with your mom throughout all of this?
Yeah, me and my mom are like brother and sister. So, I mean, it kind of works out perfect.
Yeah. Does she tell you what to do all the time and you still got to listen because it's mom, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so Worthy, no secret, second half of the season starts. We heard on video that the move you guys do, right, the little, is it the Chiefs wave? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, that's what I guess I named it that.
Okay, you guess you named it. So you just came up with it on the fly, like it just called the Chiefs. Because
yeah.
I thought it was called that stank. You know, they can't hold you. You got too much stank on the play.
That would be good, too, though.
Hey, if you want to use it, feel free and take all credit, man. No worries about it.
I liked when Andy Reid was, like, listening to Patrick. Did you see this video where Patrick's telling Andy all about the Chiefs wave? And Andy has no interest whatsoever and just turns and walks away. Is that typical?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like us, Reed.
What? No doubt. Talking with Xavier Worthy, number one on the roster on the jersey number. Xavier Worthy, you were here last year with that Denver game that got blocked. What was your emotion seeing that as a rookie in the NFL? Was that kind of like your welcome to the NFL moment when you saw that kick get blocked against Denver?
I'm not going to lie. That's kind of like that was kind of not even a welcome to the NFL moment. It just brought me back to like college days. You know, college, you kind of see a lot of punts and field goals being blocked. You don't really see that a lot in the league. So this brought me back to my college days.
No doubt.
That was a year ago this week that happened. And you guys, I think, have probably the biggest Chiefs-Denver game we've seen this century taking place on Sunday. How fired up is everybody and ready to go after the bye week?
I mean, just taking a week off to get our mentals back and our bodies back right. And coming back to play football, I mean, we can't wait.
I know this conversation is more importantly about Uncork for a Cause with you and everything that you're doing this wonderful thing for. We saw that information get leaked out by Buffalo a couple weeks ago, how they said that they were noticing how you were lining up. Is that like a, hey, thank you very much, we're going to take this to the audio room?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, right? Like, you give me an advantage and I'll let my speed take over, right?
Yeah, I'd be all right.
No doubt. So coming back off the bye, got a big game this weekend. What's that from like a player standpoint? I'm just interested to know, like, do you start ramping up or do you let yourself mentally clear yourself for the bye? Or do you start, like, when does that sort of kick in where it's like, this is it, baby?
For what?
For this Denver game.
I mean, it's automatic. I mean, when you're a football player, you're automatically competitive and you're ready to get back out there, so. I mean, it's just a matter of being back out there.
No doubt, because when you score a touchdown this week, I'm doing that stank move, man. You can call the Chiefs move, I'm doing the stank move, but we appreciate the time here. And then one more time, we'll have Bob talk to you about the event, because it's a really great event.
Tell everybody what you want to accomplish with Uncork for a Cause on December 15th at the Intercontinental. You can get tickets at uncorkkc.com. It's an evening of wine, giving, and celebration for the Worthy Ones Foundation, Xavier Worthy's nonprofit that him and his mom are doing to help single moms out in the community. Tell everybody else what you want them to know about what you're doing on December 15th.
Yeah, I just want people to see like what I'm starting and what's to come. I mean, this is a foundation that I feel like a lot of people kind of like a lot of things that's not going on around the world. It's not a lot of things for single moms and help for single moms around the world. So I just want to kind of get that out there and start it to at least the places where I've been, touch the place where I've been.
Awesome, man. Well, wow. Xavier, we appreciate it. Continue to give back. Continue to do great things in Kansas City. Score 3 touchdowns on Sunday. Get a win, and we'll talk to you soon, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. That's Xavier Worthy, wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. I like that. He likes the celebration name. I told you it was a hit. But Chiefs wave. Chiefs wave. Do you guys drink wine? You drink wine.
I do. Yeah.
Mac, have you gotten in on the wine yet?
Love wine.
Big time.
Big time.
Did you have any wine in Spain?
all I had a couple beers, but pretty much all I had.
That's what else are you going to drink? Vodka, whiskey, rum, wine.
a lot of vino tinto.
Did I have a lot of tequila?
It's Spain, not Mexico, Dusty.
I understand, but I need still. I mean, tequila.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I had a margarita when I went out.
Somebody asked if you went to the McDonald's and ordered food and a beer.
I did not, but that is cool. We did walk into the McDonald's.
And you can get a beer at McDonald's?
Yeah, you can get a cerveza, man.
Did they have people working or was it all kiosks?
No, a lot of kiosks. Yeah. Less people than here, for sure.
Yeah, because I remember in France a couple of years ago, we walked into McDonald's, because why wouldn't you, right? You
know,
Royale with cheese. Not that we ordered anything, but I just popped my head in and I'm like, yeah, it's kiosks everywhere. I didn't really see anybody. I go,
it's a metric system.
Yeah, exactly. Celsius, Alex. He'd fit in perfectly over there. I had this random thought about Baker Mayfield yesterday. I don't know why, and I wanted to kind of share it with you. Like, the Cleveland Browns, I think, again, I don't know why I'm thinking about Baker Mayfield yesterday, but I was. The Cleveland Browns, by getting rid of Baker Mayfield and then, you know, signing, you know, whatever that guy's name was, or trading for that guy down there in Houston, I mean, they're the two worst moves of the century in the NFL. I don't think that there's anything worse than what the Cleveland Browns have done by getting rid of Baker Mayfield and then replacing him with Deshaun Watson. I mean, you want to talk about a franchise
Watson,
being set
yes!
back, you know, basically two generations, moving on from Baker and trading for Watson. You know, at least the Mavericks fired their GM when he traded Luka finally. It took long enough.
Yeah, but he didn't make that trade.
Well, I mean, they did fire him because of it, and they're acting like he's he's a fall guy
for it. Definition of a scapegoat.
Yeah, absolutely. But I hope he walked away with pockets full of cash. But this Cleveland operation just continues to churn forward. Like, when you really think about it, guys, when you look at the NFL since the year 2000, I don't know that there's been a worse move by an organization than the Cleveland Browns getting rid of Baker Mayfield and bringing in Deshaun Watson for their quarterback situation. Can you guys think of anything worse?
Yeah, the Broncos going after Russell Wilson.
Nah.
Because they're still in debt for that move.
But they're 8-2 now. They've been to the playoffs. They've got maybe their guy of the future. The Cleveland Browns still have not recovered from where they were with Baker Mayfield. If they would have just let good enough be, I think the Cleveland Browns would probably be perennial division winners if they just had Baker Mayfield at that quarterback position with that defense that they have right now. Like, that is one of the worst moves in sports, guys, maybe, that I've ever seen. And I know hindsight is 20/20, but I think everybody was saying it at the time. You're getting rid of Baker Mayfield to go for Deshaun Watson? Like, what planet are you on?
Yeah, you mentioned
Watson. Yes!
You mentioned hindsight. Maybe Buffalo letting Kansas City trade up to the 10th overall pick to take Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
What's Josh Allen's record in the playoffs versus Mahomes? 0-4?
0-4.
Yeah, but at that point in time, I understood why Buffalo did that. Like, I didn't understand at the time why Cleveland did what they did. Like, Baker just took you to the playoffs, a place that Cleveland never resides in.
Yeah, I think you got to... The reason I think the Cleveland Browns Deshaun Watson one's the worst is because all these moves that we've brought up, you can go at the time and go, well, but this makes sense, or, oh, well, this could be the reason.
Yeah.
That Watson move and the Luka Nico Harrison move are the two moves in my lifetime that when they were made, no one was going, well, you know, but
like, right,
there was no one. It was terrible. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson was already in all of his crap as far as the crime was concerned. He hadn't played any football.
And it was guaranteed
fully
money.
Guaranteed money. And that adds to it.
And set the market.
And Luka Doncic is the top three player in the NBA and just went to the finals,
right,
you know, two years ago.
And he's 26.
But if you look back, and if Cleveland just keeps Baker Mayfield, how different is that organization? How different is the NFL right now? How different is the AFC right now? We may be talking about the Cleveland Browns being a bigger rival than Cincinnati.
That's crazy.
Some moves that come up on Google. They say the Herschel Walker trade to the Cowboys, that's a hindsight, right? Herschel Walker ended up, like, fizzing out, and then obviously we know what Dallas did with those
Dallas,
picks.
I mean, Russell Maryland, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, like, they built their whole franchise with that.
Somebody says the Saints in 99 trading all those picks for Ricky Williams.
Also not this century, though. I said this century, you know, like from the year 2000 on, but those, I mean, the Saints thing was stupid for a running back.
I thought a century was 100 years.
Hey, the new century started in the year 2000.
Yeah, this century.
Okay, this century.
Yeah. And then here's one from 2020.
Missouri.
The Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson.
Yeah, that was a bad trade, too.
Horrible trade. That was Bill O'Brien's exit.
But that's also like a wide receiver. Again, this is, you got rid of a quarterback.
They got rid of the wide receiver in his prime. At the time, you could argue that he was the best wide receiver in football, and they did it for a 31-year-old running back. I mean, essentially, that would be like if – I'm going to try to make this sound as logical as I can – that would be like the Minnesota Vikings trading Justin Jefferson for Christian McCaffrey. Is that fair?
Yikes.
Is that fair?
Yeah, even worse than McCaffrey.
You think it's worse? See, I would say that trade's probably better, the McCaffrey
trade.
Yeah,
I'm saying, yeah, name a running back worse than McCaffrey.
I mean, I don't want to say Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Because he's a little older, but it's similar.
I mean, didn't you say he was like 30?
It was, I think David Johnson at the time was like 30 or 31.
That's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, that's it.
Yeah, it'd be like Minnesota being like, all right, yeah, well, we want to run the ball, so here's Justin Jefferson. What?
but that's the coach allowing his ego to get in the way, and that's why he failed, and that's why most of these coaches fail, and that's why I sit here and rip these guys, because they allow their egos and their short man syndrome to get in the way. The guys who have been here forever are true leaders. They're uniters. They're collaborators. They bring everybody in. They don't want to do it themselves. They know they can't do it themselves. The more voices, the better. The guys who try to do stuff like that, I'm going to take control of this whole organization. Are you really? Great. Because you don't want any checks and balances, so you're going to try to run the whole thing. Let's see how that works out for you, Bill O'Brien.
I also want to say that wasn't Bill O'Brien in Houston like they're also their GM?
Yep.
He was more than the head coach. He was the GM.
Stupid.
Yeah, dude.
Should have never had that position.
DeAndre Hopkins, man, at like 27 years old, you trained with the Arizona Cardinals for David Johnson, who had three solid years, right? He was like fantasy RB1 for like 2 years out of UNI. But again, like,
but that's a shelf life of a running back.
Yeah, in his 30s. I still can't remember. I still can't forget that trade. That's so, and it happened 5 years ago. That seems like so long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, what an idiot.
Probably more than 5 years ago now.
It was 2020.
It was 2020.
Wow. Oh, okay. Gosh. Yeah, that feels way longer.
That doesn't seem right, though. But I guess probably. I mean, what, DeAndre Hopkins is probably in his final year in the NFL?
Yeah. I don't even know what he's done this year. He had a couple nice plays early on in the season.
Because at one point you said, oh, he's having a good year.
Yeah, early on in the season.
Well, he had a sick
did.
Touchdown in yeah. one of the games. It was like one of those.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates.
benefits, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's like one hand is like, where was that? You know what I mean? You can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on, or wait, you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Chiefs and the Broncos at 3:25. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman. Max in so in love with that show. All on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Pressure. That's the word we bring up next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
It's today.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.